The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory
to you, O Lord. And Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already ablaze. Do you think that I have come for peace on the earth? No, I tell you. Rather yet, I have come for division. Shocking words, aren't they? Are those really the words of Jesus? And the answer is yes. Yes, they are. But the follow-up question, the same Jesus who said, let the little children come to me? Same Jesus who said to the sinful woman, is there anyone who condemns you? Neither do I condemn you. Go in peace. And the answer remains, yes, the same Jesus. The same Jesus who made a whip of cords and overturned the tables of the money changers. Same Jesus who rebuked the Pharisees, called them a brood of vipers. Who taught you to flee the coming wrath? And the same Jesus who taught, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. The same Jesus. What we hear today is the prophetic voice of Jesus, speaking the truth, preparing the disciples for what is to come. Do you really think to follow me, it's going to be sunshine, lollipops, rainbows everywhere? No, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a struggle. Not everyone will wholeheartedly embrace the good news. Follower of Jesus will encounter resistance. Discipleship entails risk. The risk of being ostracized. The risk of being shoved to the side, being ridiculed. Discipleship means standing alone, standing by yourself, standing and being peace, reconciliation, mercy in the face of violence, hatred, self-centeredness. Discipleship means being rejected by those who will not, those who refuse to deny self, pick up their cross, and follow him. Those who refuse to love absolutely. I would like to think that I am on the right side of that equation. Most of the times I am. Maybe not most. Because with honest reflection, when I really look at myself, if I'm really, really honest with myself, I haven't committed totally. If I'm really, really truthful, I hold back I am not as faithful as I would like to see myself. I look out still for my own comfort, my own safety, my own security at times is a priority. I am still selfish. There is a lot more work to be done. I am not always the source of peace, and way too often I am the cause of division. I am still not yet the person, the lover that Jesus knows that I can be. We are not yet. We're on our way, but not yet the lovers that Jesus knows that we can be.